Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like the little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as the little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me."
Amen. Thank you, Amalia. We are going to get into a position of our main prayer at the moment.
Did you like that one? That was different, wasn't it? I am thankful when I see what the children have done. And we see what the children are learning in Sabbath school. That's important. It's important that we learn things. And we learn at our own pace. But like I said, nothing more than when you see all what the children are doing up here as well. Because this is Children's Day. Now, the title of my sermon is Treasure Seen and Heard. Treasure Seen and Heard. Let's pray. Father, help us all to understand what we're trying to share today. I pray that we'll all gain a blessing from today. Be with me as I preach today. Be my mouthpiece. Let the words be yours. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What is treasure? A cherished prize or gift, wealth, jewelry, precious metals, money. Treasure can be valued differently depending on the person. I've got some things which I treasure. When my children bought me this, and even though the actual belt broke, I still got the buckle. That means a lot to me. How about I've got some my pins of when I was in Pathfinders. I'm still in Pathfinders now. Out of all my pins that I've got here, this one here, I treasured the most because it's called a trail friend. I got this because I couldn't go onto companion because I couldn't swim properly. So I had to do something while I was getting ready to further on in Pathfinders. And this is my trail pin. So you got your friend and your trail friend. And over the years, I was able to get my master guide. I worked hard for this. That's why I tell so many stories. Because part of the master guide course, you've got to tell, I think, about 30 different stories. Now, I can understand a few. You can only wing it for a little while, make up a little while. But sometimes you've got to get your stories from elsewhere. I get a lot of my stories from life. I learn from you, I learn from my children, and I learn from growing up. This one here, now remember, it's a treasure. This isn't worth much to anybody. But to me, these cufflinks and tie pins are special to me. Because they were my late father's. And to me, they're valuable. That's my treasure. Now we've just had the World Cup. Now, if I gave you a signed football of the winners of the World Cup, happy, but it won't mean as much unless you were the winning team. But I bet the Spanish team would love it if it's signed by all the members. But what if 20 years ahead of time, someone else gets that? That ball or that shirt were probably worth a lot. Now, hands up if you've heard of a footballer called Bobby Charlton. The older young people. How about Bobby Moore? Now, why does that name ring anything to us? A World Cup in 1966. Guess who won? England is coming. No, it's not coming up. Now, if you had a shirt from Pele, Maradona, now the young ones getting to know this. If I said Lionel Messi, all the children know about Lionel Messi, don't they? If I said about Ronaldo, Saka, Bellingham, Kane, now they only came third. But I tell you what, third is better than fourth. And I bet you, if the memorabilia they have may not mean anything to someone who's not English, but it has something to somebody. Yeah, but I can't stand football. How about if I said Beefy Botham? Some of you would know that. He's a cricketer. Oh, I apologize. Sir Botham, Sir Ian Botham, and Sir Viv Richards. If you had their cricket ball, that'd be worth a fair bit of money because they're well known, whether you like cricket or not. Now, what about our children? Can our children be classed as treasure? Yes, they can. In the Bible times, unfortunately, women and children were not actually treated fairly. Look at the feeding of the 5,000. Were there only 5,000 fed? The Bible said there are 5,000 and women and children. And the average family had about 2 children. So that miracle was quite a lot better than 5,000, wasn't it? 5,000 plus women and children were fed. Now, back in the 1500s, they said children were meant to be seen and not heard. Seen and not heard. Be quiet and behave yourself. What do we say? They're trying to say that our children were unimportant. Well, I'm sure you agree with me. That's rubbish. Now, some of our children can be a bit, they upset us sometimes because their behavior isn't as it should be. But they're still our pride and joy. Now, when children keep asking questions, we get upset. But yet still, the Bible said in Acts, the Bereans heard the message and went home to see if this was actually true. Now we say, well done. But what about our children? What does the Bible say about our children? Our treasure. In Proverbs 22 and verse 6, it says, we should treasure, nurture, invest time in our children, train up our children in the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now, it does not mean the children won't make mistakes. And the children can take that training a million miles from where they should go. But the training remains. How many of you know your times table? Well, at least you know your 5 times table. Because we were taught, 1's 5 is 5, 2 5's are 10, yada, yada, yada. We learned it in a certain way. And years later, we still remember our times table. Most of them, anyway. Matthew 18 and verse 8 says, unless you change and become like little children, you will never get to heaven. Never get to heaven. Now that is quite stern, to be like little children. Matthew 28 and verse 6 says, leading believers and children into sin brings severe consequences, saying it is better to have a millstone, a heavy stone, placed around your neck and thrown into the sea and be drowned than to hurt one of God's children. Now that's serious. Jesus always called the little children to come to him. He never pushed them away. What has our children done in our society? Louise Braille, blind at age 3, developed the reading and writing system for the blind, age 15. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart taught music as a toddler and wrote his first symphony aged 8 years old. Malala Yousafzai, I probably pronounced it right, I apologize, stood up for girls educated in Pakistan. Despite local ban, she survived an attack and became the youngest ever person to win the Nobel Peace Prize, aged only 17. We have gifted children in our church. We've seen what they've done in the Sabbath school. We've heard the prayers. We heard the singing. Our children are fast runners, gifted singers, good storytellers, and gifted with great factual information, great speakers and readers. Now, I asked the parents about what their children are good at, and those were the things that came up. Now, this is so encouraging for me. See, our children are not just the children of tomorrow, but the children of today. Many show an interest for baptism. Did you know that? Many of our children are showing interest to be baptized in our church in Emel. We should pray for them. I say amen, hallelujah. What about our children in the Bible? 1 Samuel 17:48. A young man went into battle with no armor, just a sling and stones, yet his trust in God brought down the great giant Goliath, let alone his victory over a lion and a bear. Now, scholars say David was between 10 and 15. Either which way, he wasn't an old geezer. Then in 2 Kings 5, you have a little slave girl taken captive from her country. She had great faith. And when her master Naaman caught leprosy, she told his wife, her mistress, that if Naaman went to her country where she was taken from and saw one of her prophets named Elisha, he could cure him of leprosy. Now let me think about it. You take me from my country and I must think good of you? That's training. Do better than others as you have them do unto you. The Bible doesn't say how old she was, but it called her a maiden. So it wasn't an old person. We know of Daniel and his friends who chose not to eat the king's food. Scholars say they were about 8 years old. Then, John chapter 6, you have a boy with some loaves and fish. Now, some scholars actually say that he had not planned to eat the food himself because he bought so much of it. He had planned to sell it. Yet when asked to let the Lord use his meal to feed, we said, more than 5,000 people, He was willing to give it to the master. Now, I'm not sure how old he was, but he too wasn't an old person. Then Mary, in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 36, was said to be around 12 years old when she was chosen by the angel Gabriel to carry our Savior. Either which way, she wasn't an old person, she was a young person. This is our children's day. Now, children should not be seen and not heard. Children should be up and front and center, leading out in our church, if we give them a chance to. How about 2 Kings 22 and verse 3? An 8-year-old Josiah became king after his evil father had died. Yet, King Josiah did not follow in his father's footsteps. And he followed in the eyes of God, and he changed. He did a great thing. Now, he was 8 years old. Where did he learn his training from? It definitely wasn't his dad. And how about our Savior Jesus? He was aged 12 years old when his parents lost him and had to go back to search for him. And they weren't very pleased, were they? Yet they found him teaching elders in the temple. And they were all amazed at how much he knew. You see, young people, children, you are special. You are valuable. You are our treasure. And you are seen. And you are heard. Praise God, you are heard.
Amen.